falar com a
Cardiff, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam, it's Joe.
Oh, hey, Joe, how are you?
Good, good. How's it going?
Hey, not too bad. I'm actually just getting into the office right now. I had a little
mobile day
today.
Yeah.
No, I can make calls while I'm not here, so I'm always involved, you know?
Yeah, no, I know. Did you leave me a voice? I didn't even check that. We've been running around all morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I just wanted to touch base with you. I actually sent over the contract that you sent to me. I sent it over to the underwriters, got a little feedback on it. So basically, you know, what I have is I have an approval for $250,000 that we can get to still stand. Now, what I want to do is get you the additional cash that you're looking for, right? Because right now you guys got the $100,000 through Kalamata.
Okay.
All right. So it looks like they gave me some feedback on that contract, and quite honestly, it's not that great of a program. They're not offering discounts on your prepayments.
No, there's a prepaid addendum. Did you see that one?
I did not see the addendum.
Yeah, I saw it last night. It was if you pay $112,000, like $112,667, up until the first 120 days, that will be considered payment in full.
Oh, pay in full. So you're looking at 112. So it's about a $6,000 break for you.
I mean, that's a third. I mean, my total interest is 18. So I mean, that's pretty good.
Absolutely.
What kind of program were you coming up with?
Yes. So what I have is the 250 that would. So that means I'm working off of 118. So with the 112, give me one second here. 140. Okay. So on that, basically you would net about 138 in additional funds. Okay. So it would go to pay off that Kalamata. You would net the 138. We would set you up on the 18 months, but you would have an option to do a refinance at 6 months where the entire remaining interest balance would be forgiven. So you're eligible for full interest forgiveness. At that point, your saving is going to be much more than the 12 that you're putting down with Kalamata, but what it's going to do is get you into just a much better program. And what I can do is send you the actual documents where you can see everything, you know, in writing, kind of compare it to that program that you have at Kalamata. What the underwriters told me about that is it looks like it's just a vicious cycle where they're giving you cash. It's not quite enough to cover all of what you need. And
exactly.
Yes, yes. So what we want to do is get you into a much better program, get you enough cash to actually, you know, solve your issues that you're looking to do. I'm pretty sure we said we're trying to open the Menifee store.
Yes, that's where we were today. We were doing a grand opening today for city councilmen. They had a ribbon cutting, and we did the catering for them.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
So, yeah, that's where we were. But the other thing I was going to ask you, I was working with, and I was going to email it to you yesterday, I was working with another place called Skybridge Funding. Have you heard of them?
I can't say I have.
I think they're a little... I mean, Kalamata, I've done a deal with them, but they, this other place, they're saying they're not doing a loan. They're doing they're buying future sales.
Future receivables, yeah.
Receivables, and what they're trying to do, their deal is like 25% with no fees, but they're asking Julie to sign some kind of like judgment, like confession of judgment.
Oh, COJ, yeah.
Yeah, COJ, and I'm like, she said, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
So, I mean, it just, I don't know, we're trying to figure out every option we have, and I don't know, I've even tried to go back to Can Capital, and I don't know why they're not giving us a loan for a better rate, but Kalamata, she got them to max the rate at 18%, so that's kind of what I'm looking at. So are you looking at the same rates then as before?
So I don't have the rates right in front of me. I believe what we have for you is the executive pricing on the package, and I think that's around a 1.3. Are you familiar with kind of the rate factors, how that works?
Yeah, I went through it with Dennis, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so I know we were at 23 basis points for 12. I think it was 23, 27, 32, I think he told me originally.
Okay, yeah, and that sounds about right. Like I said, I don't have it in front of me. So I think we're looking at just about, 23 basis points. Now, with that, though, the idea on this is that you are going to have ongoing plans for growth, where 6 months from now, if we refinance you out of this, we're going to be able to save, cut off pretty much half of your interest cost. So that 23 basis points is actually, in the end, going to be a lot smaller.
No, and I told Dennis, we went through it because I'm a CPA. I've done all the numbers, and so that's why when he's like, hey, you know, it saves me so much time explaining this to you because you understand it.
Oh,
my
nice.
Thing was when we were talking about the, you know, the origination fee at 2.5%, because if I can, yes, you're right, I can amortize it. I mean, I can refinance in 6 months, but now that $6,200 has to get amortized over 6 months, which is $1,000 a month. You know what I mean? It's hard to swallow that after 6 months. Now, it was like $80,000 of interest on the big loan.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I'm just trying to put this all together going, okay, I'm giving up a 18% loan to replace it with a bigger loan, but yes, I am getting the additional capital, you know, and I'm going to take a hit from Kalamata.
And I'm totally saying that. Like, you will take initial hit of 18 from Kalamata. What I see is going forward, where you can make up for that hit and then some, is on the renewal option. At that point, your savings on the renewal option is going to outweigh that 18, or I think 12 now if we pay it off early. Now, also with that, something I wanted to discuss with you is if you guys are looking at purchasing any equipment that you would need financing as well. Because if you are, and we are able to establish this existing relationship, you're going to have a lot of savings on that too. Because when we get financing in place for our existing customers, we're able to do existing customer rates as well. So there are some major incentives in locking yourself into this program that is just, you know, honestly, it's the best program that we have. We have a lot of programs, but it is the best one that we have. So there are a lot of other intangible incentives here to consider. I think if the major concern is the 12,000 hit, we can outweigh that very easily.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course it is a bigger, because to go out and get a loan and then pay it.
Absolutely.
That's an expensive loan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm not saying it's not.
APR.
Yeah.
That's an expensive APR. But yeah, I mean, that way, I was thinking, like, when you were saying maybe we can offset it something, even if we were able to get them to, you know, lower the percentage by 1 or 2 points, I mean, over the life of the loan, because I totally understand what you're saying about refinancing it, but it's a little bit of a carrot, you know, for us, because...
Sure.
Perform at that point, and things may change. It may come to the point where all of a sudden we open the stores, and all of a sudden we're cash rich. I don't need a loan. Well, now I got this benefit that I didn't exercise because I really don't need it. So then I get the hit anyway.
No, understandable. You know, understandable. That is fair to take into consideration. Absolutely.
So I don't mind taking. I was hoping that. I mean, we could take a. I could take a little bit off. I'm not saying okay. You guys step in now. You guys take the hit. I'm not asking that. But there's something we can do to make this work. Like you said, if you could do something with the fee, you could do something with a little bit of interest. You know, 1 or 2 points changes a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was calculating the interest on the 12, the 15, the 17, 18 months, I think 18 months was 80,000. I think it was 57.6. I'm sitting at having breakfast, so I'm trying to remember the numbers. But, you know, it's... You know, I'm trying to look at it from the company standpoint because we're opening Ontario in about 2 weeks. So right off the bat, we're going to have $60,000 of cash flow coming through. Menifee,
sure.
These stores over here, and I don't know how, you know, you're not that far from here, but Menifee, every store that's opening up, they're doing $80,000 to $100,000 a month right out of the gate, which is amazing.
Yeah, so you're getting some strong cash flow coming up.
That's what I'm saying. So I might... I mean, I know what you're saying, that if it's there and I need the cash in 6 months, but I'm open, maybe I don't. I mean, that's my ultimate goal, but I do want to be with a lender that I can grow with, that I don't have to sit there and go, okay, let me go out to my 5 lenders I use and they can give me the best rate this week.
And that's exactly what I'm trying to get out of this too. Yeah, we want to establish this relationship, and I'm 100% confident that we have, you know, a better program than what you've been working with before on all fronts. On top of that, you know, you don't have to go to another lender when you're looking to finance your equipment too. We will handle all of that in-house.
I was really down because I was working with SmartBiz at one time too, and they, at that time is when I had all those loans out. This was like 6 months ago. They said, oh, we can't do it because of this. And they wanted to do the same thing, but it was an SBA loan. But then they said there was some kind of, it wasn't just a credit score. There was some kind of business score or something. I don't know what it was.
Something that prevented it from going through?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was some kind of liquid score or something like that. But no one could explain what that liquid score was. But, you know.
I can believe that. SBA loans are hard to come by.
And that's the thing. So it might be one of those. And I kind of assumed it was, you know, let me throw the carrot out there too, pull you in and go, well, you don't qualify for this, but, you know, you could do your cash, your merchant funding, you know?
Sure.
So, but yeah, if you can, because we're just finished up our event. If you could send something, just let me put some numbers together and let me look at it and see what makes sense.
Absolutely.
And like I said, so, Julie's with me now, so.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I need in order to generate the documents, yeah. I just need you to send me a voided business check. Then I can generate the documents, send them over to you. I should be able to get them to you today. And then you can take a look and we can go over it, answer any questions you have on it.
Okay. I should be home in about an hour or so I can do that.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And I'm gonna go back on my side, and I know exactly what we're trying to shoot. So before I even generate the documents, I'll try to push for a little more.
Yeah, that way we can, I'm not saying, like I told you, I'm trying to...
I know where you're coming from. I absolutely know where you're coming from.
I'm trying to say it nicely, but I don't want to take the full hit on it if I'm going to go forward or, you know, so see what you can do. That's all
okay.
I
said. Absolutely. So just send the voided check over. I will do my end and then get you the documents and we'll go from there.
Sounds good, Sam. I'll call you in a little bit.
All right. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thank you. Bye-bye.